Penguin Random House Audio presents Watch Me Disappear by Janelle Brown. Read for you by Tavia Gilbert with Kaleo Griffith. Prologue. It's a good day, or maybe even a great one, although it will be impossible to know for sure later. By that point, they'll already have burnished their memories of this afternoon, polished them to a jewel-like gleam. One of the last days they spent together as a family before Billy died. Of course Jonathan and Olive are going to feel sentimental about it. Of course they will see only what they want to see. Still, Jonathan will think, on the spectrum of all their days together, ranging from that time the whole family got food poisoning at Spenger's fish grotto to the day Olive was born, this one certainly ranks closer to the top. It is, for one thing, a clear, sunny day, which is no small piece of luck when you're on a Northern California beach in October. The sand is actually warm between their toes, instead of dank and gritty. But the air also has the crisp autumnal bite that makes you want to wrap yourself in something soft. No one acts crabby or restless or bored. Billy has packed some particularly delicious sandwiches, pesto chicken for the adults, hummus for Olive, who has recently gone vegetarian, and they wash these down with tepid cocoa from a thermos. After they eat their lunch, Billy and Jonathan sit on the beach while Olive goes down to the water's edge and mucks about barefoot in the surf. There's a tree-sized piece of driftwood that's been deposited near the crest of the tide line.